Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Welcome to Sherm Global Radio, where we tackle the complex challenges leaders face in today's ever-changing workplace. I'm your host, Ahalya, and today we're addressing one of the toughest yet most critical aspects of leadership, conducting layoffs with empathy. In uncertain economic times, layoffs are sometimes unavoidable. But how you handle them matters profoundly, not only to the employees who are let go, but to the rest of your workforce as well, your brand and your bottom line. So in this episode, we're going to explore the best practices for navigating layoffs in a way that maintains dignity, respect, and a sense of humanity throughout the process. Layoffs are difficult for everyone involved. For the employees who are being let go, it's a life-altering event. For the remaining employees, it can shake morale and erode trust in leadership. And for leaders themselves, it's emotionally taxing, often weighing on their conscience for weeks, if not months. And that's why empathy is crucial when conducting layoffs. Now, empathy means understanding and sharing the feelings of others. It's about recognizing the profound personal impact that layoffs can have, especially when employees have dedicated years of their lives to the company. When executed poorly, layoffs can feel impersonal, cold, or even punitive. Employees may feel like numbers, not people. But when approached with empathy, layoffs can be a moment of respect, transparency, and support, allowing employees to leave with dignity and hope for the future. Now, layoffs, no matter the circumstances, are difficult. But there are a few best practices for conducting layoffs with empathy. Top of mind would be to be transparent and honest early on. One of the worst things you can do in a layoff scenario is to avoid or delay difficult conversations. If your company is facing financial challenges or restructuring, do not wait until the last minute to communicate the potential for layoffs. Provide employees with as much notice as possible, even if that just means saying, "We are facing significant challenges and may need to make difficult decisions in the coming months." Another best practice to follow is to offer personal conversations, not group announcements. When layoffs happen, it's tempting to gather the affected employees in a large meeting and give them a generic company-wide explanation. But this approach really misses the mark in terms of empathy. Instead, schedule individual or small group meetings with those impacted. Layoffs should never be delivered via email or through an impersonal announcement. The next would be to provide clear and practical support. When laying a professional off, it's important not to focus only on the immediate task of severing ties. Professionals need practical support to help them move forward. This means providing a severance package that reflects the employee's tenure, clear information on benefits continuation, and ideally access to outplacement services or career counseling. One of the most valuable ways to show empathy is by offering outplacement services, helping the employee get back on their feet whether through resume coaching, job search support, or interview prep. Another best practice that cannot be overstated, respect their dignity and privacy. Layoffs are deeply personal, and employees may not want others to know right away. So it's crucial to respect their privacy during the process. And more importantly, treat the departing employees with dignity. Express your appreciation for their hard work, contributions, and time at the company. Even though the situation is difficult, thanking them for their efforts can help preserve their sense of worth. And while navigating layoffs, supporting the remaining employees is also an important practice. It's easy to focus on the employees who are leaving, but don't, in the process, overlook those who remain. Layoffs can cause a great deal of uncertainty and anxiety in the rest of your team. Employees may worry about their own job security or feel guilt about colleagues who have been let go. So to mitigate this, be sure to communicate openly with your remaining employees about the reasons behind the layoffs and what the company is doing to stabilize and grow once again. And in the matter of empathy, we can't possibly oversee the need for emotional care. So it's very important to give time for emotional responses. Everyone reacts to layoffs differently. While some employees may be relieved, others may feel a deep sense of loss or anger. Acknowledge that layoffs are emotional and give employees time and space to process their feelings. Don't rush this process. Allow employees the opportunity to express how they're feeling. And in some cases, offering a few days of paid leave to emotionally decompress can be incredibly helpful. Now, because of the very nature of layoffs, it can be difficult to believe that they can be done with empathy and that handling layoffs with empathy can actually bolster the situation. But there are companies that have successfully navigated this process with empathy and have set examples for others to follow. So let's look at some well-known companies that have handled layoffs with care and dignity so we can see it to believe it. The first on the list would be the case of Zappos in 2009. This online retail giant, known for its customer service, faced layoffs during the 2009 recession. And rather than focusing on a sterile corporate approach, Zappos offered affected employees a generous severance package and even provided career coaching. Employees were also given a voluntary exit option for if they didn't feel comfortable continuing in the company due to the changes, they could take a severance package and leave without stigma. Zappos demonstrated empathy by allowing employees to leave with dignity and by offering continued support in their job search. The next case to follow would be that of Airbnb in 2020. In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, Airbnb had to make the heartbreaking decision to lay off around 1,900 employees, which amounted to about 25% of its workforce back then. What made Airbnb's approach stand out was its emphasis on empathy and support for the affected employees. CEO Brian Chesky made an open, heartfelt video to announce the layoffs and shared the pain the leadership team felt in making such decisions. The company offered severance packages that included 14 weeks of pay, a year of healthcare benefits, and career coaching. Airbnb also gave affected employees access to job placement services and a network of hiring partners to help them find new opportunities. Moving back to 2009 with Microsoft. At the time, Microsoft faced a difficult decision during the economic downturn, laying off 5,000 employees. Microsoft approached the layoffs by focusing on the long-term well-being of its employees. The company offered a generous severance package that included pay and healthcare benefits for the laid-off employees. In addition, they gave those affected access to career services to help with job searches and resume building. During the announcement, then-CEO Steve Ballmer emphasized the company's commitment to helping employees find new opportunities, ensuring that they didn't feel abandoned. Microsoft's empathetic approach helped maintain its reputation as a company that truly cares about its employees. And back again to 2020, this time with Google. The tech giant showed empathy in its layoff procedures during the pandemic by offering affected employees a comprehensive severance package. For employees who were impacted, the company provided 4 months' pay, healthcare coverage for a full year, and assistance finding new roles within the company. Additionally, Google also gave employees the option to access job placement support, including connections to recruiters and companies within Google's vast network. Their approach was seen as a strong demonstration of commitment to the employees' futures, even when they could no longer remain at the company. And at this point, it's also important to discuss what happens once the layoffs have been conducted. Empathetic layoffs should be a part of a broader commitment to a culture of compassion in the workplace. It's about more than just how you handle exits. It's how you show up in moments of crisis, how you support employees through personal challenges, and how you maintain open lines of communication even when things are difficult. As a leader, being empathetic means making tough decisions while still showing compassion, dignity, and respect. And while layoffs are never easy, if done correctly, they can be an opportunity to show your team that even in the most difficult circumstances, you prioritize people above all else. Today's podcast reminds me of those conversations, the tough ones that are important to have. Thank you for joining me today on SHRM Global Radio. And if you're a leader facing the prospect of layoffs, remember that empathy is your greatest tool. By being transparent, offering practical support, respecting privacy, and maintaining a human connection throughout the process, you can navigate these difficult decisions while preserving your company's culture and the dignity of your employees. That's all from me on this episode. This is Mia Halia signing off. Until next time, take care of yourself and your team.
This is SHRM Global Radio, in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.